From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The National Weather Service is issuing winter storm warnings across the Southwest as icy conditions and flooding wreak havoc on the region. NPR's Sam Sanders reports the storm is expected to continue moving across the country over the next few days.
The storm has already led to flooding, high winds, low temperatures, and heavy snow in several states. New Mexico will be one of the hardest hit areas this weekend with snow and icy conditions. New Mexico Emergency Management spokesman Esteban Lujan says a statewide effort is underway to prepare for the storm.
The state police are actively monitoring all highways and interstates just to make sure that conditions are right. If they are inclement or impassable, they're closing down roads.
The storm is responsible for at least 4 deaths, 3 in California and 1 in Arizona. The weather system is expected to move through the southeast over the next few days and end up on the East Coast, where it should die out just before Thanksgiving. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
Delegates at UN climate talks in Poland reached a last-minute compromise today. This after discussions deadlocked when China and India argued that developing nations shouldn't have to commit to cutting the same amount of greenhouse gas emissions as developed nations. From Warsaw, the BBC's Matt McGraw reports it's one compromise among many aimed at a larger global deal in 2015.
After an hour-long huddle in the corner of the hall, a compromise was found where the word contributions was substituted for commitments. It may seem like a trivial detail, but it allows the richer countries to continue to claim that a new deal will apply to all, while for India and China, it allows them to maintain that their obligations will be very different from the likes of the US and the European Union. This was a key moment of compromise, but many others will be required before the work is done in Warsaw. A new deal in Paris is still a very long way away.
The BBC's Matt McGraw. Delegates to Afghanistan's Grand Assembly, or Loya Jirga, say they expect to overwhelmingly approve a security agreement that will allow U.S. troops to stay in Afghanistan beyond 2014. NPR's Sean Carberry reports the 2,500 delegates concluded deliberations today and are due to deliver their final report tomorrow.
Delegate Saeed Jawad, a former ambassador to the U.S., says there was heated debate in his committee over some provisions of the agreement. Still, all the provisions passed, including one placing American troops under U.S. legal jurisdiction.
Out of 36 members, 4 members voted against it. Surprisingly, the majority of the support came from the area that most of the fighting are taking place.
Nahid, who gave only one name, says her committee has a message for President Hamid Karzai, who now says he will not sign the agreement until after the presidential election next April.
We need to sign it. We need to sign it now.
Other delegates say, while not perfect, the agreement is good for Afghanistan. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
This is NPR News. In northwest Pakistan, thousands of demonstrators turned out today to protest U.S. drone strikes. They blocked a crucial road that NATO uses to ferry supplies and equipment in and out of Afghanistan. Meanwhile, a legal battle is taking shape in Pakistan over the doctor who helped the CIA find Osama bin Laden. From Islamabad, NPR's Philip Reeves reports Shakil Afridi is charged with murder.
The murder charge against Afridi stems from an allegation involving a teenage boy who died after the doctor operated on him. The boy's mother filed a complaint. The boy actually died in 2006, and Afridi's lawyers want to know why it's taken so long for the accusation to surface. They're vowing to put up a fierce legal battle. The doctor's already been sentenced to 33 years in jail over allegations of militant links, but that verdict was recently overturned as unsound. He's still in prison, though, awaiting a retrial. Afridi's case is adding to the friction between Washington and Islamabad. U.S. officials portrayed him as a hero for his role in helping track down bin Laden and have pressed for the doctor's release. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.
In Venezuela, thousands of protesters took to the streets, expressing outrage over food shortages and soaring inflation. They're also protesting a new law that allows the country's socialist president, Nicolas Maduro, to rule by decree on economic matters. Maduro is blaming speculators for the more than 50% inflation, and he's been ordering stores to drastically reduce prices. Opposition leader Enrique Capriles, who narrowly lost April's presidential election to Maduro, called the day of protests ridiculous. This is NPR News.
Support.